Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
This is Derek.
This is Nate.
This is the guest.
We're in Dumbo, Brooklyn, five-man IRL pod in studio. What's up, everyone?
Fuckfest pod in, five-man in. We're just going to get after it.
How many hours have we been here already?
It's been a couple hours, you know.
Three?
A couple Instagram stories in. So how do we do? Who wants to start?
There's only one place we can start.
Daredevil.
Derek.
Derek's absolutely flying. How'd you do this week, bud?
Well, I was on 83, led by Fraser. With 18.
That pronunciation, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but Fraser, definitely not Fraser or Fraser.
You're doing great.
I captained Aguero. He came in at 14. Arnautovic with the 12. And then first off the bench for me, because Mendy didn't play, that injury is 1B. So... And then Madison with the...
Okay, I need you to talk slower. Slow down. Slow down.
Frankenstein on Slack said, is Doherty the real deal? I left that for you. What's up with Doherty?
I mean, I've had him since the beginning.
You put him last on your bench for a reason.
Yeah. Exactly. But, no, I don't know. I feel like he goes up the wings a lot and gets a lot of crosses.
God, that's excellent. That's great stuff. Yeah, I mean, you're fine, dude. Up to 91K, you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, actually.
Dude, that's great. You're 2 points behind me and, like, 10K back.
A humble brag, guest Jason.
Let's just slot right into guest Jason.
Margins are like crazy right now.
That's early doors.
Early doors, low point total, high of fluctuation. What are you sitting on?
So what are you on, guest?
No, I had like a, my week was fine. I got 64 in the end, but my rank is 80K, I think.
Yeah, up to 80K, yeah.
I think he says casually.
he's going no computer, though. He's rogue.
How does it feel when you have, like, an 89-minute defender sub clean and then they concede in stoppage? Is that a good feeling in the weekend?
I value the pain that this game brings, so I just take it in stride.
Okay. See, you wanted Trent to get subbed on 59. That's what you're telling me. You wanted him to vodka Christensen sub.
There are ups and downs, and I value the full range of emotions that this gives us, and especially that it gives the two of you.
Beautiful. These are great greeting cards.
Love that.
Love it.
Oh, it's all out for Dilma. It's a wash.
You know, that actually hurt. Because I didn't, like, I honestly would have just held if I could have, but I needed to shift them out to get Dilma in. Like, I will fucking ride to the end of time with Ozil if I could.
It's kind of the problem when you have two frees and you just, like, have to make a move. It's just like, I guess I'll do this. This is good, you know?
We've all abandoned our boy, and he fucking scored on us.
Yeah.
I mean, business as usual.
Nate knew it was going to happen, right? You got rid of him, right?
Yeah, I think it's the same issue with me. I was floating two free transfers the last 2 weeks, figuring out what my big move was going to be, and then finally kind of like last minute just did it to do it.
So Sherlock was your big move.
You've been waiting 2 weeks. It was to get Alonso in.
Alonso's the big move.
I hate Alonso, and I never have him, like as a human being.
Why? What did he do?
He elbowed Bellerin in the head last year. Oh, and killed someone.
Oh, yeah. The murderer.
Then he cut off his own lips.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I don't know. I had that feeling, like, right before doing it. I was like, I should just keep him.
Why'd you keep Bilf?
Just to not waste a transfer. He would have been my hit. Like, it would have just been Bilva to Dilva -4, and I should have done it.
Okay. But I didn't. Yeah, what a net end, actually.
So, what, you,
that's a bad, though.
You finished on 55 this week, Nate?
Yeah, it was almost really, really, really fucking bad, but the god Doherty saved my ass.
You got Doherty and Arnie in on 24 points on Sunday from
Arnie
too. Sunday. Oh my
Arnie's
god.
Just been good all year.
Arnie's been so
I didn't really
steady.
Expect it from Doherty, but gave him a shot this week and he did it.
Yeah.
Juan second on the bench hurts though too.
Just yeah, I looking I don't at know. Nine. I put like the shiny new guy first.
Yeah,
on the
Shirley.
Bench.
I mean, classic Shirley had like five shots from 40 yards.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to score as I didn't start him. But
you should be asking Nate about why he started Doherty.
Well, he's okay. smart.
Because I didn't want to start Shirley.
I just want to ask you everything, Derek, because you're the best.
I mean, Juan B. I mean, are people start him?
Yeah, Juan B. I guess, is he the real deal? Is he, like, consistent enough to actually start at this point?
Yeah.
That's not even a question at this point.
With Tompkins
in, it's just a good defense, and any mid-table or lower fixture
he's not
you want
just,
to start.
Like, get reds and injuries.
He'll get one red. He already did it, so it's fine. No big deal, but he has no competition.
He's a bonus
first place.
Magnet,
he looks great. The bat magnet over Mommy Sack is insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's
no,
crazy.
No one does that.
I can dethrone the god of the
It's
a special moment. So I'm on 67. I had a good week, so I'm a little bit more cheerful than normal, which is a strange feeling. But had, yeah, Kuhn captain, Dilv came in, even Erickson with the assist, which is like once in a blue moon.
Net loss, Erickson assist, but still.
Yeah, I mean, didn't want the double clean anyway. Didn't want it. Wanted the assist from Erickson just for the morale. And then Johnny Castro-Ottos, fucking great move by me. Great move by me. 9 last week, even though he's on my bench. 6 in this week. Wolves look like they're on the up.
Definitely they're good, right? They're just good now.
Yeah, they're just a good team. Yeah. This is what we expect. They had like early door jitters, and now they're just kind of firing.
The bookies called it. Yeah. They had it right.
Yeah, Wolves look good. And, you know, Sean Mendy, both with nil points, didn't show up for me, but not too concerned about that. And, yeah, 67, good job by me.
Yeah.
How about you, Tiddy?
58, just above the average, just a little bit of a red arrow, bailed out by Arnie. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like... Walsh and I were talking on about 7 a.m. Saturday morning, and I was like, I think good things are coming this week. Dilva is positioned to fucking haul against Fulham. And what, Nate?
Derek's just making eyes at me.
Oh, okay. And Arnie Everton are just, they're like up there for me with the Fulham rant. Next team down is Everton. Just like naive, totally. Dumb, bad. I want my attackers playing against Everton every single time. Like, I'm getting to the point with Silva where I just think he's a fucking idiot, and it's great to have your attackers against him. But yeah, I mean, not good, not too bad. A lot of blanks, but I survived.
All right, yeah. Let's go housekeeping.
Yeah, housekeeping. So shout out the Prize League Mug League leader for September so far, Michael Austin, Chelsea Fan League merchant, living his fucking sexual fantasy with triple cap on hat trick Hazard. Oh my god. Imagine being the fan of the team and just being like, I'll just triple cap him and fucking hitting a hat. He's just, the mug is yours, my lad. You can do whatever the fuck you want. That's a good job by him.
Parcel headed to Australia.
Yeah, that's it's not gonna be cheap. Shout out the goal scorers challenge leader. Still Magic Mike, he's third overall in the world. Also hit the Hazard fucking Hattie, of course. That's the theme of the housekeeping this week. And the top of the FML field publicly being Arnautovic, a.k.a. Andrew McKinnon, OR 148. Quite good. Quite good. I think Hazard and Chelsea are the obvious place to start when we just dive in. Yeah. I mean,
Derek, you're the best of the bunch of the lads in this room.
Chelsea
what
fan,
are your
right?
thoughts?
Sort of, yeah. Are you a Chelsea fan?
Italian manager.
No.
I mean,
you were kind of like a Conte fan.
Yeah, I was
fan.
More of a Conte fan because
do you
I just
like
loved
sorry?
Him. No, I like him. I like watching, looking, seeing his little like beer belly and his extremely skinny arms. But anyway,
too into healthy living to be a sorry guy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just think Hazard. He looks explosive, and what he's doing is good. I just think that their possession's been up a lot this year, and I think he's just not going to be asked to do as much defensively. He's going to be focused more offensively. So,
Are you gonna do everything in your power to bring him in?
I truly think I'm going to... I don't really think I can right now.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You either can or you can't. Yeah, I mean, it's so expensive.
Is Walsh the only one of us who can just do it? Who did it?
Probably.
I could have done it before this week. That was like my other triple move was to get Hazard in.
I'm just nowhere near it.
Like, I probably could have done it instead of Dilva, but nah, I mean, I would have had to get like a 4-0 defender. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if this is getting into Dilva talk, but like obviously Hazard just scored a hat trick, so we all fucking want him. But if you just look at the form and fixtures of like, let's say Dilva versus Hazard over the next, I don't know, pick any number of weeks, 5-6 weeks or whatever, I think Dilva could easily keep pace with someone like Hazard.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. There's different games, like different players. Dilva's like the assist merchant, bat merchant, but Hazard's got, he's showing hat trick potential this season. There are different ceilings. And the fixtures for Chelsea, it's a wash. They're both outstanding fixtures.
I mean, they're not directly comparable.
But he also has no Europe. I mean, assuming that he's going to play a fucking joke team. And City's group is pretty easy, but, I mean, this is group stage time. You know, they have Europe games midweek every week. So I don't think that that's comparable. I think you definitely get what you pay for. There's a $2 million difference. Dill's a fantastic pick. But keeping pace with Hazard is coming from someone who has no way to get Hazard and has Dilva in their team.
Really what it comes down to. Fair play.
Yeah, Maxi Boss on Slack said, lads, is Hazard an essential pick? And is Pedro no longer a viable option? And Dwayne said, also, pod opinion has in the past been that Hazard's not cap material. Discuss your opinion on that if it's changed and Hazard's earned a spot as a viable cap, blah, blah, blah. I think it's really important because when you get into the double-digit price bracket, I mean, it's just like none of those guys return value, right? If you look at like how many points a 5-5 defender scores or whatever over season, right, that you're not getting points per million value on a 10 million attacker, no matter how good their fucking season is. But the only way to really get value or milk value is by captain. Yeah. And that's like, goes back to like the Mo in preseason argument and why we all started with him. But do you guys feel like you can cap Hazard? Do you feel like this is just a hot stretch? I mean, he's just scoring every game.
If this is their lineup, yes. Yeah.
What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I think so. They look better attack-wise than they have in, I don't know, like 4 years. Like even
for as long as he's been there.
Yeah, for definitely as long as he's been there. Definitely better than any Mourinho team. And just his... I also think Pedro is still a good option. Like, he still was really good and super involved. I don't think that's a knock on him, but Hazard's definitely, like, kind of the forward where Giroud is, like, doing his kind of France role.
Yeah, he's almost linking, like false nine. Yeah,
he's kind of a weird...
Chest down, hold up, play the guys for...
He's a target man, false nine. Man, it's kind of like a weird position, but he does it really, really well. They looked so good. Like, they just flowed super well. Seems like a lot of good combinations up there between Alonso, Pedro, Hazard, Giroud, even Willian.
Willian came on and was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that goal's insane. Yeah. I mean, it was Cardiff.
But there are a lot of Cardiffs.
They might be playing with Leeds more than they usually have. And they're going to have situations like that where like Willian and Hazard are just like countering and just fucking 5-0 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the Sarri quote when he's trying to tell Hazard not to work outside of the front 25 meters of the pitch, like he's trying to unteach everything that Conte and Mourinho were drilling him. Like, you need to play defense. Now he's like,
You'll never be a good player unless you track back.
So Sarri's telling him, like, stop wasting energy playing defense. I don't give a fuck. We're not trying to win games 2-0 anymore. It's trying to be 4-3. His upside in an attacking team, we don't know yet, really.
His Belgian form, where he returns every game, is where he's at for Belgium.
And you know, you mentioned it's Cardiff, but there are a lot more Cardiffs than there are Liverpools in the league. So I think away, I still wouldn't want to go there. But if you have a team with Mo, Hazard, and Kuhn, or even two of them, I think captaining Hazard at home, if we have a little bit more stretch of sample size of him having these performances, would be totally defensible. But I still always have the little nagging every time I captain Hazard, I get 2 or 3 points, which is bad. But also a little worried about the pens because I saw like Jorginho went to the spot and he kind of like wrestled it off him to get the hat. So no pens is a nice, you know, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, it's weird. Like, if I was playing Devil's Advocate, pens would be the where I start. Like, he has two pens in five games. He had two pens all of last season. He had two pens the season before that, all season. You know, it's like...
He's already got two.
Yeah, like, his goal conversion is out of control, unsustainably high. Like, it's not going to happen. The shots are also up, which, you know, that's good.
Shots are up.
Shots are up, that's good. But, like, he's not going to score fucking 50 goals.
But it's just the kind of thing where it's, like, these types of... We have enough information now, five game weeks in, watching Hazard, where we play FPL, we're like, okay, price is starting to skyrocket. We see what he's doing. We see what the team's doing. Yeah. And it's just, like, an easy...
It's an easy pick.
Don't look at the underlying, like, oh, should I get Rom instead? It's like, Hazard's doing this crazy shit. Sorry, wants four goals a game. That's his record.
The fixtures are good.
It's just, there's no, obviously he's not essential. No one's essential. That's an insane thing. But he's just great.
That's an important
thing. If you
can,
you should.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you can, you should.
If you have Eriksen, if you have Mane, if you have money in the bank, you can do that.
And you're not like rip the team apart, team up to get there if you're close. It's just an easy move.
I feel like the way we look at it is no one's a must pick, but there's like tier one guys.
Yeah.
And it's like if you can just fill your team with those guys, you're doing really good.
Pedro, I'm interested because I transfer Pedro. I will get there at the end, but I still think he's decent value just because he's like sub 7 million midfielder. But last week he didn't start, subbed on, scored a goal. This week he starts, Willian subs on, scores a goal. He's a rotation risk.
Period. Yeah, I'm worried about that.
I don't know if he's going to kind of switch them in Europa to see who they're playing at the weekend.
He might just fuck off Europa, though.
You know, he could, and he could play Wannabe, or whoever. I don't know who they fucking have.
Adoy is finally going to come in for all the Chelsea fan owners.
Fucking absolute twats, and it doesn't matter. But still, he seems rotation prone to me, and that's why I'm just looking... I think Richarlison's better. He's not going to start every game. I'm just nervous about that. I don't know. I think he's a problem. He's not as bad as like Mkhitaryan, where he's clearly not first choice anymore. But he's not a good pick, I think. Ladro.
He's defensible to hold.
Yeah, if you have to do some other stuff and you need like a week or two, you hope he starts. Yeah. But in the long term, if he's starting two or three games and stuff.
It's just sketchy.
Yeah, it's sketchy. You really need a Willian injury.
Willian injury and
Pedro. What he's doing in Europa.
Yeah,
I feel like we don't know. To have one of them like have a run of starts.
Yeah. And then what about the defense? Because you just brought David Luiz in.
Yeah, I brought in Luiz instead of Lester. They fucking Cardiff are going to score a lot of set pieces. like Marcus Alonso lost the header to Morris, and Morrison's going to do that to a lot of teams. I mean, they dominated. They shouldn't have conceded. Their defense isn't great, but it's fine, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's, like, definitely top six or something, you know, like top five. It's not Liverpool or City.
They're fifth in expected goals allowed right now.
Yeah, behind fucking Bournemouth, Wolves, and Watford. Liverpool are just kings, but, like, you can only have three Liverpool players, so it's not ideal. Yeah, I think it's fine. It's annoying. I mean, like... You bring in you go double defense with your first game home Cardiff. You expect a clean.
They seem to not care about defending at all.
Yeah. And Sarri even calls them out in his post game.
He's like, I don't care, so why would they
No,
care?
No.
They
he's like
4-1, so fuck out of my
face. No, he's like, yeah, then we could always get better, and defensively, we're not that good.
I'm not going to practice it on the training pitch, so stop talking.
Sucking a cigarette.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't see how they're good defensively at this point.
Yeah.
I guess the only game I really watched closely was the Arsenal game, obviously.
I mean, against good teams, I expect them to just ship
Alonso
three.
Alonso just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, Bellerin would just, like, go over, just, like, boot the ball by him. He just, like, looks, turns around. Like, oh, okay. Maybe one of the center backs will do something.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just elbow him again.
Where's Conte to cover for me?
Yeah, like, he's playing fucking attacking mid.
The only good team they've played all season is Arsenal, and Arsenal...
Shredded the fuck out of them.
I have no confidence in them against the top team.
Will you not star Louise against like Liverpool or United? Or
yeah, maybe that's a shout. But I mean, I wanted Shaw. That's what we were talking about on the short last week pod, because that's like
the best.
He's cheaper. Yeah, the best left back in Europe.
Best left back. It's $5 million. You want that?
He's cheaper, more defensive team. Good. Blah 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 blah. But that was just Louise was just the next best like 5-5 guy that I could find.
Where are they going to get cleans against though?
Cardiff.
Like, I'm just looking at their fixtures. Like, West Ham, like, I don't think so. Liverpool, definitely not.
They do have
Southampton, West Ham, yes. Probably. That's the thing. Like, it's the City conundrum. It's like, City have bad defenders. Like, Laporte is bad at defending, and, like, Otamendi's whatever, and fucking Mendy is all the way up the pitch, just like Alonso, but they have 80% possession.
Yeah, I got the
Bournemouth. They just get 20 clean.
The Bournemouth.
Fernandinho also does so much.
Conte and Jorginho are really good, too. Like,
but he's not asking them to do that job.
They do enough to make up for Fernandinho, you know? It's like, they should clean just because they allow no shots and they allow like one big chance maybe a game.
Yeah, I thought the Bournemouth game was odd. Like, I wouldn't have thought that would have been a clean, and it was.
Right.
Yeah, it was a really tight game. That was a weird game. Yeah, that was a very hard game. Yeah.
So maybe they're going to come like when you don't expect it, you know, something.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't even know.
Well, the other thing with their fixtures are in the near term, the good fixtures are away, which is also a little trickier for the cleans. You know?
Yeah.
The good home fixtures are for like 5 weeks or so.
Yeah, it's just. I'm just hoping I just luck into something. Yeah. That's really it. It's the possession game.
And Louise could get something up.
Yeah, that's it. He's on direct. Header, he's on some direct freeze. Yeah. He's got set piece threat. He's still a good shot for that in the away games and stuff. So, yeah.
It's not great.
Should we go
it's
to
a bad start.
Should we go to Bournemouth now?
Yeah, we should talk about Bournemouth.
We didn't really cover Giroud at all. I don't know if that's what we're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so good that we have five people here. Yeah.
We can like
cover everything.
I feel like we're really flying. We're really flying right now.
Ooh.
Okay.
Behave.
Tell me about Ollie, yes.
I mean, he's just like a fucking sex god.
Oh! Guess computer on his lap just moved a little bit because his penis is bulging.
Yeah, but like the quotes from Hazard say it all. Like he gets fucking Hazard hard. Just being out there on the pitch next to him. Like, he's a fucking 1-2 merchant, feeding him all day, like, getting the best out of everyone around him.
That was telling.
He's like...
He, like, caught himself halfway. I mean, like, Alvaro is good, too.
Yeah.
fuck.
Yeah. Whoever that fuck is.
Yeah. And Alvaro doesn't speak French, if you know what I mean. Like, Haz needs to be speaking French out there.
Yeah, I mean, Ollie's sub-8. He's very much a forgotten man. Everyone's talking about Hazard and the Chelsea mids, but at the sub-8 bracket, you know...
Yeah, I'm looking at him. But
tell me about that, Dare.
Yeah, what are you?
I don't know. I mean,
are you looking at pictures?
Why would you go like Google? Or
yeah, I'm looking at him like before he had a beard.
You're thinking about him like over like Mitro and Wilf and
Barney. We just touched on Chelsea's. I mean, they're very offensive. They're a huge threat on offense. And if he's gonna start over Morata, I think he's a good pick.
He would have been 9-5 if they didn't have Morata on the team.
Yes. Yes.
So those are the value players.
He's undervalued. I mean, we know what Ollie's performances are like. The dude, if he gets the consistent minutes, you're looking at like 12 goals, close to like 10 assists. He's just gonna do that, and he's gonna be like setting up Hazard for one on ones with the keeper for fun. Like, it's what he does.
What do you think? You probably haven't seen much of Ollie, right, Nate?
No, I was just thinking that he hasn't had like a consistent good scoring run in a while.
Yeah.
It's like 3 years.
Really, like, since he left Arsenal? Yeah.
No, he was good the season they transferred him.
Yeah. When Arsenal were, like, fucking, then he was right there with him.
Like, remember,
well, he was our main goal scorer.
He was super sub.
Yeah.
But for, like, Arsenal, he was, like, super sub and scored every fucking game. And then, like, when he went to Chelsea, him and Morata were switching off, and he was good, I think.
Yeah.
I think
he's like a super emotional player, and
he's French.
It's all confidence with him. Like, he's gonna be classy no matter what, and maybe someone else will score all the goals. But until he starts like putting them together consistently, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready to punt on him being on like this potent ass attack right now. Like, they're flowing.
Yeah,
and they like the team confidence is good.
I mean, it feels comfortable to say he's going to start over Morata in the near term. This was their best performance maybe of the season.
Definitely.
And granted Cardiff, but he gives them a dimension that they were missing completely. Morata is basically just on the grass all the time. It's like 10 men. And
don't fucking play defense. Just, you know, he just wants Hazard to, like, get in there and like, attack. So Giroud is going to, like, enable that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think with Europe on Thursday, we'll see.
Yeah,
if Morata starts.
Yeah, that's a good sign for Drew on the weekend. So So wait, we were going to go to Bournemouth next. What are we looking at over there with Edward Howe, the autistic?
They're good.
The other Hazard.
They're just fucking good.
Yeah, we shit on them.
We shit on them
for all season,
but almost as much as Spuds.
Well, it's like I'm used to them, all of their transfers being awful and bombed out of the squad. Yeah. Like every central midfielder they've ever bought loses out to Arter and Gosling and Sermon and shit. Every fucking winger they've ever bought is instantly dropped for fucking Ibe and Pugh and Fraser in the past.
They buy Lewis Cook and he looks like a world beater.
Yeah, but now
things are changing.
Yeah, and they got fucking. Yeah, and they got. You know, Brooks is like fucking good.
Oh, wait, that's what I meant, Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks is good. Lerma is good.
Yeah,
he's like way better than like Gosling, Arter. Fuck fest. Rico looks good. Like they just look good.
Stan's coming back.
They're not playing Francis at fucking right back.
Playing Francis's. Big game.
Incredible improvement. Yeah. So like I'm pretty impressed that they look fucking amazing.
Yeah. Adam Smith getting goals off of
And he's good.
Fraser.
Bad attacking. He's the right back.
I think he's
Alonso.
Pretty bad still, but
at attacking even?
He's kinda bad at everything.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Nate, fine.
And
you can kick
he's
a
no
ball.
Bellerin, but fucking so Aaron Swain on Slack said Bournemouth have been scoring well since the beginning of the season, minimum two so far. Thoughts on starting one attacker in the next 5 weeks, King, Wilson, or Fraser? I just love the show Fraser. Mike DiPietro on Twitter said, how many Bournemouth players for the coming game? It's Fraser and King or Wilson, is that too much? I mean, how much is too much? They have very good fixtures coming up.
It depends, I think, a lot on the rest of your team, because if you have some moves that you're thinking you're going to need to make in the near term, after the next 5 game weeks, their fixtures get bad, and you don't want double exposure to them, even though the players are cheap. It's a tough one. I think it's just very team-dependent. If you could afford to have two attackers for the next 5 game weeks where they have good fixtures, then it's pretty simple, and the cost is low. They're all very cheap. Fraser is the one that I think is the most interesting, just because he's a sub-6, kind of like Mahrez from a couple seasons ago, where he could finish up with 18 to 20 total returns and just be like an 8-5 million midfielder. On the season, he's in the middle of everything they do. He just looks great. Mm-hmm. What do you, Derek? Do you know about him? Do you have him?
Oh yeah, I have him.
How's it been feeling?
It feels good. I think it was 2 game weeks ago when I brought him in, or last game week. But anyway, I was thinking about him or Callum. And I was like, I'll go for the cheaper option, Fraser. And he's been treating.
Yeah, and how sad I feel like in preseason that he's the main man. Like he wants to build around him and shit.
He's on set pieces, right, too?
I don't
know. Some indirects or something?
Yeah, some.
Well, no neck, no part, no problem.
Yeah, he has no neck. But he's just good. He's just really good. I remember when he broke on the scene because it was against Liverpool.
Yeah.
It was like Liverpool up 3-0. He came on and fucking dominated, and it finished 3-3.
The other thing with Fraser that's interesting we were talking about, because, I mean, we've been talking about it yesterday. I did my moves right. I brought him in. But do we know that players like Richarlison are even better than him? And that's not a certainty.
Fact.
And he's a million less than those 6-5, 7 million bracket guys. You know. So what about King versus Wilson? Are we still in Team Wilson? Because that tide shifted very quickly. No one had Wilson pregame week one. King came in with some blanks. Wilson returned early doors, and now it's a little bit equal. But King's two goals, two pens.
It's just pens.
Yeah,
I think Callum's it's just better. Pens.
Yeah, Callum still looks great. I mean, Callum.
He seems more involved and looks better in open play.
So Callum in.
But the pens, it's annoying. I wish he had pens too, but
depends if you're a stat merchant or an eye test merchant.
Wow, well, Callum did have pens.
What
lost? Them
what stat?
He sucks ass.
Goals scored?
Callum's just like his XG is fucking good.
Oh yeah, all of his stats are
his stats
out
are
of control.
Like
good.
Amazing right now.
You saw us take over the pens or not?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I mean, he's only going to last for a roughly 3 week
for
window.
For 2 games before he dies again.
Yeah, he'll like quadruple return and then get injured, but. God, and they're bringing Stan back. Like, Stan in for, Brooks, and they just, fly even fucking harder.
Born with them.
They're just kind of good. Eddie Howe is just
very
good.
Very impressive. By yeah. far most impressive team in the entire league so far.
This is his first time with a half decent squad and they look yeah. fucking amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not even a good squad.
Like they're always like
Ryan fucking Fraser is their like Hazard, like best he's player the on the team.
Yeah.
And he's like this wee lad who like just popped up on the scene yeah. a year ago.
But classic. It is crazy when shit like that comes off and like every English journal has been sucking off Howe for four yeah. straight years and it's always like, yeah, but Bournemouth, yeah, they play attacking football and they kind of just fucking suck and like whatever. And then like, yeah, now they're just flying. Good job by him.
Okay. Bournemouth's good. Good job by Bournemouth.
Bournemouth's good.
Where are we going next, Toads?
I think mid-price mids is logical place to go because we were just talking about Fraser, but Beckham's metatarsal, who is coincidentally that guy who triple capped has, he said if you're ejecting a premium midfielder to free up cash, what mid-price midfielders are actual options to consider? Stee, new guy on Slack, said is moving straight back to post-suspension Richarlison default. His finishes for Brazil are looking good. Everyone wants to know, like Madison, Richarlison, Lucas Moura, Fraser, Pereira. I feel like this is going to be a thing, just reoccurring question as it is every season, like looking for that mid-price guy, that value guy that's steady, if there is one.
I mean, to me, the main issue with Fraser is, I think, at the price. I don't think there's a million difference between his ability and the other guys you're mentioning, Richarlison and fucking Mata or whatever, but the fixtures, it must be said, after five game weeks are bad. I mean, they have United at Newcastle, Arsenal, City, Liverpool, like all in the next six or whatever. I don't think he's the kind of player you really want to hold there. And my first inclination is that you need to pick this guy and hold him for a while. Because jumping off and on hot form, hot fixtures, is we always just end up chasing points.
Yeah.
And then we miss the haul, you know. I mean, before Fraser's triple return this week, no, and he was seemingly a major doubt in Howe's the most psychopathic liar of press conferences in the league. But no one would have tipped Fraser before this week. People that have him left him on their bench because he was supposed to not play and whatnot, but it's just a tough job, I think, to pick one of these guys and stick. Do you think that you can jump on and off? What do you think, guest?
Okay, so the way I think of this one is that I've been playing FPL for, I don't know, let's say 8-ish seasons. I've never not pulled my wild card after like game week 10. And I'm right now in a good position where I'm not like, I don't have this itch to do it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up doing it in the next 5 weeks. So I'm not, that's not holding me, the fixture run of Bournemouth is not holding me back from maybe going in on them because I know that I'm just going to flip the Scrabble board before their fixtures turn.
The Scrabble board.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a new thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a,
okay, that was good. That was good.
Classic. Keep going. Very keep illustrative. Going.
Yeah. Jason so, Medium. So, like, while normally it is good to be looking ahead more than the next few weeks, I it's just the stage of the season where I know like I'm gonna hit my wild card at some point soon, like sooner rather than later. I don't know. Do you guys go longer than like the first 10 weeks without wild carding?
Eight's the longest I've ever held it for.
Yeah, right. That, yeah. Exactly. Like it's we're all gonna be doing it.
But I've also never
chances are, but like you might yeah. not.
No, but I mean yeah, I've never not taken a hit at this point in the season ever since playing, and I haven't taken a hit yet. I'm nowhere near a hit, so. That's interesting. I feel like we did a really good job game week one, especially going with the heavy defense because those are bankable assets and they're not like volatile.
Yeah.
I think that was a big like difference of where we've all been in the past. Where
I've never felt this calm before.
Yeah,
this stage.
Exactly. So that's why I'm thinking maybe the best time to use it's going to be December when we always get that when the fixture pileup comes in December, a couple guys get knocked, a couple guys are rotation risks, and our team's a fucking mess. And we have a week where we don't field 11 or we have a week where you know, we're taking a hit or whatever, and they may be waiting until then. So that's why I agree with you normally. Yeah, I think that it's too nuts to look 5 weeks ahead and say the fixtures aren't good enough, so that's why I'm going to get Richarlison instead, who maybe is less fixture-dependent, can work on the counter and score where I think maybe Fraser needs the game script to be going well for Bournemouth to return. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. What do you think, producer, about these guys? Do you think Rich is going to be a good job when he comes back?
He could be, yeah. He's been good. There's no reason to think he won't.
He fucked up El Salvador, right?
Yeah, he fucked up El Salvador. Everton also, attack-wise, I mean, they're confusing as hell, but
they're hard to read.
They could end up being really good, if Bernardo fits in well there. Bernard Silva.
Bernie.
Bernie.
Yeah.
He's got a couple tats.
Yeah. I like him.
All of them.
You know Bernie, bro?
What?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Bernie is good.
Weekend at Bernie's. He's in a duffel bag, chilling so hard.
I was wondering, like, with Everton, is too soon. Check to see how long he he's gonna keep starting because like he looks terrible.
I thought he was okay this week. I don't know. They were talking about that on Totally Football or something. I was
so
like,
isolated.
What?
He's so isolated.
Man. Like he's been fine, and from my perspective,
but he doesn't finish. I mean, he looks fine. But he doesn't finish. Benteke looks fine and doesn't finish.
Well, don't bring Benteke.
we're not. This is a Benteke. Don't start with me.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
I just don't think that negatively impacts Richarlison. I mean, assisting Richarlison.
I'm saying
he's like a poor man's Giroud to me.
Yeah,
he's trying to do what Giroud does, but he's a little less good at it. But DCL is not the answer. He's fucking trash.
No, he's not good. He needs to get straight.
He's not.
Richarlison in for him. There's so much.
There's set.
300% improvement.
I think Richarlison's a good pick because he's going to be an integral part of their offense, no matter where he plays.
Yeah, I mean Everton. I'm a little worried about just like a train wreck situation happening there. Just a meltdown situation happening. I mean,
he hasn't held a clean in 16 games.
Yeah, I mean he's never actually done well.
Right,
they just look good.
Yeah, he's had runs, you know,
like,
doing well.
Like Hull looked way better when he came, and then got relegated. Right. And like Watford were like okay,
yeah, they looked
better, fell off a fucking cliff. Yeah. You know,
like, Hull looked better from being the 20th place foreign team to being the 15th place.
Yeah, and then it's like Richarlison comes in and he like scores two or three goals on like four shots, and it's like oh my god, Silva's the fucking man. They're genius. Like well, and then it's like now it's like disaster. Like. If I was an Everton fan, I'd be terrified of what I'm seeing, you know?
What were they even doing last game? Like, Bernard was playing, like, left attacking mid, and then DCL was left wing.
Yeah.
He just subbed all the defenders for the attackers on his bench
the shape didn't make any sense.
There was no shape. It was madness. So, basically, we don't like any of these players? Is that what I'm hearing? I like Fraser. I brought Fraser in. I like him a lot.
Madison's interesting. If he's on pens, you know.
No, he
won't be on pens over Vardy.
Yeah. Vardy was
Vardy off?
Vardy got subbed and he took it in. Derek obviously
we should get an expert opinion on Lattison, I think.
We should get the expert opinion on Lattison.
Why'd you get Madison?
It's so funny. Every good player, we just talk to Derek because he has them all.
Yeah, he has all of them. My wildcard team is just Derek's team.
Because we were talking about, I don't know, the way I do my transfers, and I do a lot of my stuff just with the eye test, and I do... And they have good fixtures. He's obviously an important part of their offense in the middle. So that's kind of how I was always nervous about him getting. He kept getting subbed a lot, like off early,
season. Yeah,
less minutes you play, obviously less chance you can return.
He got knocked, I think, that United game, the first game.
Yeah,
Okay, but I don't think his stats look like super great either. But,
no, they don't.
So it's kind of like, why did I bring him in? I don't know, because I just think, I mean, Leicester also have really good fixtures.
That's a factor.
But eye test is fair, because
he makes good passes that, you know.
He's classy, there's no question.
He had a ball off the crossbar, but before that he had a nice pass to Vardy. Like, he hit the ball real hard, and you know, he saved it, and it came to Madison, he made a move, and then...
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's young, you know, he wants it.
You just like him.
Yeah, I feel like it's good to have good young players. They're going to want to go after and get it.
Leicester performance very concerning to me as well, though, because...
They just got fucking murdered. They got fucking murdered.
Right up the ass. I mean, it was 4-0, and they finished 4-2. You're like, oh, is it a game? It was not a contest. It was just not a game.
Morgan gets sent off.
That's like their Benteke. I do not understand how Wes Morgan is in the fucking team. It's
over Johnny Evans.
It's him and McGuire.
It's got to be the slowest pairing.
I was
going to
say also, like, not only Morgan over Johnny Evans, McGuire over Johnny Evans are both like fireball.
I forgot
offenses.
They had Johnny Evans.
Yeah, they bought
him. Is he not playing?
They bought him to not play Morgan.
Johnny Evans is a fantastic center back. He's just good. He's aware.
City
he never makes bad mistakes. Like, well, okay, he makes mistakes sometimes, but he's just fucking good. He's a professional.
Meanwhile,
good.
Like McGuire should have been sent off.
Twice. Morgan, he could have had three yellow cards.
Morgan was sent off.
Every game is like that.
Pereira
the script
concedes
every
a pen. Yeah.
Pereira always has that nightmare thing. Their defense is another thing, but But Matto, I think what you're saying with iTest, though, back to Matto is, you know, he is in the center of what they're doing moving forward. I mean, things go through him. He's got some set pieces in his locker. He's going to tick along. I think it's a very good, like, high floor pick, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this year it seems like we're going more towards the heavy defense. So we don't have as much money to spend, obviously, with our midfields and attack. So that's why I'm trying to look for kind of value guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's why this question's come up actually every pod this season, because everyone's doing that.
Are you guys off Bernardo Silva, Bilva?
Yeah, I think
he's literally was never on him.
Yeah.
I mean, just like as an option.
No, and it is worth bringing up because he's starting and he's on sitting, he's 7-5, but he's just...
We were lucky to get, what was it, 2 returns out of him in the first 4 game weeks?
He played wing back one game. It's just, it was astonishing.
It's confounding because his stats are good and he looks good.
But he doesn't look like
he could have had a goal and assist easy.
But he's not in the box with Dilva, you know, and he's not.
Positioning's different. But yeah, he should have had that assist on that Raz chance that like got deflected. He had another
his stats were insane this week. Really good.
But he's like a coverage pick for FPL. You have him just because you think he's going to play minutes for Man City and they're going to score goals and he'll happen to get points. But he's not an FPL pick yet. He's just... I think he's a terrible pick. What about Lukasz? You still have Lukasz.
Yeah, I still have Mora.
Swan's
I'm very worried about him. Like, like Jesse on Slack, Spurs fan, was thinking about bringing him in, and me and Dave were just like, I'm kind of thinking about getting him out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very worried. It's all speculation because we don't know how he'll be handled and with Sonny back and, like, all that shit. But for now, he's playing striker. Yeah. Like, he hit the post versus Liverpool. He's fucking good.
He's their only competent.
So I'm basically just holding him until I have to transfer him out, I think. Because he's by far their best attacker.
The system, though, isn't really working. That's the thing that's scary about it.
It hasn't been working for a couple of years, ever since Kane's been bad. Poch has not done a good job managing the team.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a while.
I also think if you can't get the most out of your best player, which is Kane, then it's like, well, maybe we should try.
If he's taking away from Kane.
Think he is.
Is he covering for Kane or is he taking away from Kane?
That's what bothered me when, like, on Totally Again, I listened to it this morning, was like, they were saying, like, Lucas is making Kane worse because Kane has to, like, drop back. It's like, no, Lucas is just, like, playing well.
Yeah, he's good.
Like, Kane is just not able to catch up with play. Right, he's slow and bad and can't find the ball.
But they've now lost the last 2 games, so it's like...
Yeah.
And Son's back, right? I mean...
No, I mean, yeah, it's... Spurs in general are worrying. I would not consider any of their players except Lucas, maybe.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not looking to transfer him out before he's dropped. Because as of now, he's still their best striker.
He's their best player.
He's just their best player.
For FPL.
Yeah, for FPL.
His form is too good to be dropped right now, right?
I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, you great job by you getting him when you did, and you're getting so much value out of him. But, write it out, I guess. But anyone else, like, don't bring in a Spuds player. They're just because they're Spurs bad.
It's upsetting because people are talking about, oh, Spurs run's good. Who should I get? The answer is very clearly no one because they're awful. They look abject. Their performance was fucking diabolical, disgusting, dumpster fire.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
fun.
It was
ridiculous. That was like a Brighton away performance.
I was gonna say worse than that. Like, West Ham's clearly the worst team that Liverpool have played this season, and it was 4-0, and it was a joke. But Spurs are easily second worst team we've played this season.
Yes,
like Brighton, Palace, and I'm forgetting the other game were much more competitive.
Right,
they were like Leicester. Like, they were all way better, more threatening, more organized defensively, more competitive, like more up for it. It was just like a shocking Spurs.
They're also talking about them being fatigued because they had so many players that went far into the World Cup.
It's possible.
It's like, and now tomorrow they have Inter.
But that's the thing, is that's not a viable excuse. I don't have time for that because they know the squad. They bought literally 0 players in the offseason. They know how many games they have in the upcoming season. So, I mean, go fuck yourself if that's what you're saying to try and, you know, cover yourself in the media and stuff. That's an unacceptable thing.
As a fantasy perspective.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if they go play their full squad against Inter, like, well, they fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not options.
Yeah, it's...
We just need to see it before anything.
Kane's doing double duty, like, he's not going to...
He can't do single duty.
Yeah, he's going to be... He's going to just be worthless. Even more worthless.
Until he's, like... doing what he did before he got hurt last season, where it's like 10 shots a game, hat trick potential, then he's not an option.
Yeah, it's absurd. You were talking about
his 4 shots on target.
Yeah.
No, isn't it total shots?
No, I think shots on target. Season. Yeah. Total shots. Ooh. Imagine that. He's shot 4 times in 5 games. That'd be amazing. Fucking. So what about also in the budget region is forwards. There's also a ton of forwards that are now viable options under nine or like Laka and down. There's like a million guys. Like we talked about Giroud already.
We covered this a lot last pod.
Callum, yeah, Arnie, all those Wilf, guys. Mitro, Murray.
I mean, Mitrovic is probably the one that we still feel like last week we talked on the pod about waiting for this game to pass and then he would be the guy to buy. I think Giroud is the most interesting new name that we didn't discuss.
And Laka probably.
Yeah, so let's go Laka. Do we have any Arsenal fans in the room?
Yeah, we need to talk about Arsenal.
I don't really know anything about Arsenal. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here, Nate.
So what's up with Arsenal? Is Laka just a great pick? Is Alba a bad pick?
Defense is good, right? Valorant's a good pick? Is Torreira good? Should he be starting? What do you think?
Okay.
too much action. Too much action.
Way too much.
We're getting better, though. Torreira subbed at half this week, not at like 70. Like, we're getting there. We're getting to Torreira time.
It's not even worth discussing at all.
What about Laka?
But Laka, he's looked really good. He looks like kind of the one guy that's doing what he's supposed to do and doing it really well. Like, he's playing that kind of pseudo Firmino, but like a little bit more of a hold up guy role and involved in everything and working hard and like running hard till the fucking last minute. I don't know if he's going to be like a prolific goal scorer. Like, we'll find out, but I don't know. I don't think I would bring him in yet, personally.
Why not?
But because he hasn't consistently scored.
Do you think Emery is still prone to just his sort of tactical switch of running, you know, with Laka versus without?
Yeah, I also don't know what the fuck we're going to do.
Yeah,
and
he's on 3 straight returns. 3 straight games.
His stats are also fucking incredible.
Yeah. He's doing a lot.
Very curious what's going to happen on Thursday. If he's going to just play Welbeck in Europa League or...
It's Welb's team. Should do.
He should. I mean, hopefully he does.
Yeah, I mean, waiting for Champions League and Europa League and shit.
Yeah, it's just like instantly learning some... Like if Mkhitaryan starts Europa League or if one of... If Oba starts like...
Yeah.
Striker, you know, lone striker in Europa League, we'll learn a lot. We still don't look great. It's still not flowing perfectly. There's like little moments that look good, but Chelsea was still like the best we've looked in attack. Yeah. And it's gotten, some things have started to work better the last few weeks, but I don't know. I don't think Ramsey works with what he's doing
in that role.
In that role, yeah. I don't know what to do with him.
He's a hard player to figure. Because it's kind of like it really needs to be built around him, but he's not good enough to have a team built around him, kind of.
Yeah, and he just fucking blows so many chances.
He should be at West Ham or something.
Yeah. He should back up Jack.
The thing, I look at Arsenal, though, and I'm like, they're still scoring a lot of goals. Like, even though they're, like, not pretty, it's like, whatever. And they have the worst 2 defenses in the league in 2 out of the next 3 matches. They're home Everton, home Watford, at Fulham. Like Everton and Fulham.
Yeah, that could be.
Those could be 5
like
plus.
9 goals.
You never know at Everton and Fulham. Like,
so I'm like, on the opposite side. The thing is, we've had
our first 10 goal scorers are all different. So,
well, that's like, crazy. Really?
Yeah, it's been in a row. Like Ozil, last goal was his first goal. Wow. It's been everyone's first goal. So I don't know who's like. That's great for the team, but I don't know who the fuck the main guy is going to be.
Right.
Might be Oba, but like, his only goal was that one, like,
the world
long range curler.
Yeah.
I think Laka's
it could be Laka,
I think along, like, the stats you mentioned is very compelling. And from an FPL standpoint, like, he takes his shots in the box and 6-yard shit. Like, Oba's playing on the wing or whatever, so it's just less.
His stats are like Callum, where he just every time he gets the ball, he turns and shoots. But he's Laka and not fucking Callum Wilson.
But we have a very short memory, and he came over from Lyon after scoring fucking 5,000 goals, even though he had a lot on pens, comes into the league at 10-5, and he's the first name in everyone's team. and then he flubbed and they fucking were a mess and Wenger out, whatever. But
dropped him and shit, yeah.
But it's this is the same thing we were talking about someone else earlier about Giroud. Like, I mean, if like Aubameyang was, if we knew Lacazette was playing striker, he would have been 10-5. He wouldn't be 9-5.
He'd be 10-5. And
he's, you know, he's price dropped down to 9-4. It's just, that's, to me, value. He's just the out and out number nine right now. And I, with these fixtures, it's just, you could catch 30 points in 4 game weeks from him. No,
that's
easily.
That's what I'm thinking about these fixtures.
You can easily catch that. And it's, those are the kind of things, you know, you gotta jump if you can do.
If you believe.
Because imagine, like, doing, like, if you have Aubameyang, like, you could do Aubameyang down to Laka and then do a mid to, like, Hazard or something.
Save
like, do
a move like that. So much money.
Yeah, like, that's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
I'm just not convinced that Emery sees it. Like, I know we all see it. Like, Laka is a fucking amazing striker.
I mean, they're winning,
though. I love
though.
Watching him.
They're winning. That's
he definitely seems to like Laka's at striker more than anyone else. So
he just seems so reluctant to, like, actually give him a shot. Like, he waited weeks to do this.
I think he's nailed on there at this point.
Okay. You do? That's what I was wondering. Right,
I mean, he started against Cardiff, goal and assist, started against Newcastle, assist.
Yeah. I mean, they were so much worse when he was not starting.
Yeah.
And then when they would sub him on, those were the best 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time.
It feels, it's similar to a Giroud thing where, you know, it's clear they're better with Giroud than Morata. It's clear they're better with Lacazette than him on the bench. Yeah. You got to kind of.
And imagine if Torreira started.
Yeah, in February. He'll start by February.
Then, like, they might actually get the ball sometimes.
Yeah. By February.
The lineup in Europa is going to tell us a lot. It'll tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, like, if the Kun injury ends up being something, like you're saying, like, Abba down to Laka, like, if the Kun injury is something, I would definitely consider going Laka big time.
Oh, yeah.
If I was going Kun
100%.
I could go Laka for Arnie.
Yeah, you have money in the bank, right?
Yeah.
You have to choose between both the sexual guys we're talking about, Laka and Giroud.
Or Mitro.
Or Mitro.
Yeah,
or...
I can do things.
You have a lot. You have some options.
I can do things, but only one free transfer.
Wait, can you do a lineup plans this week? For me?
maybe all of us will be a lineup plans this week. Five-man pod.
Is it better to just go with, like, 3 mid-price strikers?
No.
And possibly.
I think what we have, like, Moe's still has a couple tough ones. I mean, if you have Hazard and you're
like, does that,
there,
if that enables you to get Hazard?
Captain.
The reason that we say there's these guys? The reason we say there's no must haves is because we actually both believe that. Like,
Kun?
Yeah. there's a way you can win the game with fucking 3 budget strikers, you know?
You could win by playing 4-5-1. I don't know.
Yeah, like
I don't fucking know what's happening. I'm an idiot.
Well, on the note of Kun, I like this question from Largus Means on Twitter. He said, fuck, marry, kill, has Kun and Salah. Oh, so let's just go around and just really get in there. Because that's just a good one. It really gets the juices flying. Derek, you look like you're about to say something.
As Kun. So
no, I'm very nervous to answer this question.
To captain?
As a white man.
What? To captain?
as a white American male? Nervous about going to kill.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, captain.
Oh, Derek. Okay.
Hey, well, Derek's fucking working this out. Who do we have? Guess. Where are you going here?
There's only one you can marry.
Yeah.
Fucking Mo.
Yeah.
Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you
my
wanna,
guy.
Who
my
do you
guy.
Come
right
home
here.
To every single night.
My guy.
Fucking
right here.
Mo.
He would be such a good wife.
Yeah. Here's the easiest kill of my life. Easiest kill.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
didn't even have to think for more
I
than a
nanosecond. I knew this was
going to
happen. Because,
there's no question.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
If Kun would fuck me up my ass every day, I would die tomorrow. So happy.
Oh, I would fuck Kun totally.
No, but marry. Because when you marry someone,
you
get to fuck them.
Yeah.
You fuck the person you marry. That's
yeah, the question is like, who would you fuck once? Who would you fuck for the rest of your life?
As are like, I would do some like despicable like all-nighter like binge with him like, fine.
Hazard's my nailed on fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
He's
like,
just a bad boy. He won't text me back.
Talk to me
like
Walloon or something.
He's gonna play hard to get.
Yeah,
like,
fine,
a cocky
weird.
Fucking
just
dick.
Like,
I'll just fuck him.
Fucking beach in Greece or some shit.
Yeah, I think I kill Haz. Fuck. Wow. Fuck Kun. Marry Mo.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm killing Kun.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. And he's like, too nice a guy for me to get, like, sexually aroused by. Like, I'm more, like, Hazard's more the type of guy that I'd want to fuck. On a one-night stand, I want Haz. And then I can't not marry Mo. I'm not going to kill Liverpool's best player.
Yeah, I feel like his Wilf was in here.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to kill Mo. Like, yeah. A, he's the nicest, most humble guy ever, and he plays for Liverpool. So. I have to. You've cornered me. Largest Means cornered me on Twitter.
He made me do it.
Kuhn also...
Come on, Sinti!
Where are you landing on this, Nate? You're like the tiebreaker. We're all so fucking hard.
Yeah, Nate's been scratching his beard for 30 like, straight minutes.
Nate's like, marry Guendouzi, kill Guendouzi, fuck Guendouzi.
No, definitely... In that City show, Kuhn is like pretty fucking boring.
Wow.
That like behind the scenes. Like I would love to like hang out with him once or twice, you know, but
he doesn't seem super fun
or anything. Like he's great.
If it wasn't killing, it was
he's like nerdy
friend.
And like cool, but like
you guys are just this is horrible. This is insane. Walsh is actually getting sad.
I'm crying.
I would leave my wife. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's perfect. He's a perfect human.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend.
Like, I watched the
already.
The others might be legends,
but Kuhn is a
fucking legend. City could get relegated to League Two like Sunderland. I don't care, but. When I watch the video of him scoring that final goal, that QPR, I like cry. I'm like a little child.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
It's just like I want to be with him forever. It would be so fun. But I wouldn't really leave my wife. Or, if you're listening, I love
you. Save.
Did she ever listen?
No.
It's probably for the best.
Wow, that was good.
It's good that I started that question. Wait, what?
You're like, who did you captain? Largest Means, David H. Longtime friend of the pod.
What's this game we're playing?
Yeah, Capitan, I don't know. I have guests on a fucking string right now. Just make him cry on the impact. Yeah, we can run through some more questions. Aiden 2.0 on Slack. With injuries and Champs League fixtures coming thick and fast, is it time to ditch heavy premium defense and look at rotating nailed guys on teams like Watford, Palace, Wolves, etc.? Any thoughts for you guys? And the heavy guys haven't been good lately, to be fair.
For like two weeks.
Who are definitely emerging.
Yeah, I mean, like, Wan-Bissaka's flying, Bennett's flying.
Three guys named Johnny, Castro, Otto.
Yeah, all of them are flying.
I don't know. I feel like the ones my pool guys, VVD, I think he's going to play every single game.
Yeah, center backs are much less worrying.
Robertson is like Mourinho, you know, like, is he going to play champs? Or is he,
I doubt Ramos is going to play 70 games a season. So.
Right. Well, that's especially with all fullbacks we talked about. Like, no fullback is going to be able to play 3 games a week, period. So with Champions League, the top four, you know, you're going to have to.
That just means we need to get some good defenders on the bench.
You either have guys on the bench or you do what Aiden is suggesting on Slack and you transfer them out. Like, I don't think it's completely unreasonable.
Yeah, but then the other side of that coin is then you invest in attackers from the sides who could also get
right.
So it's exactly. Like, it's 6-1.5.
Where are you spending the money? Yeah, same guys. Yeah. But if you're getting like a Chelsea or Arsenal attacker in Europa, maybe you can dodge it there. There's guys.
And the upside is like, you know, they might get subbed off early, so they might get
like Trent.
75, and then they can see. Way. Yeah.
And Couch.
Yeah, Trent Couch over here. Team Trent. Nara's asking about Mendy. He said, how many weeks would you keep a player like Mendy through injury? And then FPL hipsters looking for a replacement for Mendy. I mean, we don't actually know how long he's out, but I think it is interesting to think about, like, we're not going to get a definitive answer from Pep because that's... Yeah.
Be honest, it's not going to happen.
That can never happen. So how many weeks of him just, like, not in the squad would you take on the chin before you're just like, okay, this is an emergency and I need to fuck him off?
Probably, like, two more. I would need to be, like, strung along by Pep saying he's close and... If he was out of the squad for the next 2 league games, then I would transfer him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the value is he has fucking 4 or 5 assists or some shit already. He's played 4 games.
He's probably leading the league in assists. I don't actually know.
The return potential is absolutely insane with him, and I think he's ideally someone I never transfer out the whole season.
Yeah, him and Alonzo are leading the league in assists.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that's where I would be. But do you guys have a similar, or are you shorter leash? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm similar. It's really hard. It's fucking hard because, like...
Well, it also depends on who your other defenders, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, and then the other part of the question was who would you bring in instead?
There's plenty of cheap guys to have as cover, so yeah. that's like the other part of that question.
Yeah, it's who your five-man defense, you know?
I'm not worried because, like,
if you have Bennett, Juan
and Doherty and, off the bench.
Yeah.
Well, who are the other good value defender picks besides the Wolves dudes?
I think Watford's fixture, Palace is good, Palace's fixture term really soon. Watford has a couple bads, but then they're good. Yeah,
and Watford's good.
Yeah, Watford's good.
They're just having a good team.
Talking about the question is kind of making me think of, and well, Shaw is still 5-1.
Yeah, I know. Fucking Shaw. Yeah,
it's like thinking about if you're wild carding and you're really going to restructure and rip the team up, then you have an opportunity to go back to kind of like old season roots of 4-5 in that range. And put a lot of money in attack because now, you know, we know where the value is and where the value picks are. I don't hate that.
Yeah.
And if you still have your wild card, you can drop Mendy on the sooner side knowing you can get him right back before too long.
Yeah, that's fair. If you have no other issues and you're relying on that spot.
It's a good time to have, like, a good bench. Just, you know, you've got your 1B.
It's always a fucking good time to have a good bench. Yeah. It just gets, it's like, and then this next window.
The gift that keeps on giving is having bench cover. Yeah. Which is also something we have not talked about, but Cardiff, 4-5 Ward midfielder.
Yeah.
And he wears their 9 shirt, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
I think he does.
He's their starting striker next to Reed.
4-5 mid. We, I don't think we've talked about him.
We haven't talked to him once.
He was hurt pre-1.
Yeah. They're starting that donkey instead of him.
That's a real pick.
He should be on everyone's bench.
Yeah. He should be the absolute number one 4-5 mid if anyone's looking for a 4-5 mid. And Warnock with his crazy...
Why'd you tell me to get Westwood 2 weeks ago?
He wasn't playing yet.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was.
No, he didn't. He played 28 minutes week one, 0 week two, 31 minutes in game week three.
That's why Nate...
And then he started against Arsenal and scored.
Okay, fine.
No, wildcard's an interesting... there's a lot of wildcard questions, actually. It's just like Zikri said, who do you believe are the essentials? If you're on wildcards, who would you build around? Marius Jacobson is looking for a gamble on wildcard, like Son or Sterling or Kane. Yikes.
Is Sterling a gamble?
What?
Sterling just seems good.
It's not a gamble, it's just a differential, I guess. When Marcus put that in Google Translate, it turned into gamble instead of differential. And Thunchop, friend of the pod, said, how many issues do you need before you say the wild card is needed? Obviously, wild card is the most important chip. It can make or break your season. Feels like we need to start getting on the points train. What's up with wild card, dude?
You know, if you're within, let's say, minus 20 away from fixing your team, just do it.
That is a 1 of 5 person opinion on FMLFPL pod. We do not condone the views of guest Jason.
Don't do that.
Don't at me.
No, I mean, we always say wild card it's situational. You have to look at the kind of players you hate and you need and how many injuries you have and stuff, but you want to stave it off as long as you can.
Yeah.
Simple.
There's no magic number.
There's no magic.
I mean,
there's
with Luke. It's like if Hazard's flying and I'm just like feeling really bad, like maybe I just have to do it, you know, even when I don't feel like my team's bad or something. Because
I feel like emergencies happen. It's going to happen to all of us. European rotation, injuries and shit. Just wait until your team is, like, proper fucked. Because it does happen to everyone.
It happens to everyone.
That's why we get two and not one wild card a year. Like, it happens more than once a year.
Yeah, you can't go a season with no, like, injuries, red cards.
Just do it because you feel like, oh, my team is, like... could be better. Like, that's not good enough.
That's not good enough.
And that's why I think that's interesting, because a lot of people are wildcarding because they want to get Hazard in, and I don't like that at all. I think I'm seeing a lot of people removing, like, doing Mane to Hazard is an easy move, but wildcarding to do that switch is not smart, because you could wait a week, you could save, do it over two weeks.
Yeah,
and it's just, when you tinker and you switch 8 guys, it's like, this team's so much better, like, fucking obviously it's better. You're playing with every player in the pool.
This isn't FanDuel. Yeah, you don't make a new team every week with all the guys who scored last week.
Exactly. So it's weighing that up and being patient with it is an important thing. And it does take years of playing the game to really realize that.
Yeah, you have to look at a guy for his prospects and not his returns.
Mm. Or both.
Well, both, ideally. But like,
there's just enough value picks out there right now where you could patch up your team without going to Hazard and just have a better team.
Like, yeah. If you have two nightmares, you can still do a -4 and fix both of them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, did any of the people in the question talking about it talk about their teams, or I just feel like...
No, because we're not going to dig into someone's specific team, you know, but it's just, yeah, it's hard. That's why it's hard to answer, because it's so situational for each team. But, like, none of us are any of us considering
wild card. Last week, I was, like, freaking out, because I mean, Zaha was flagged, Fraser was flagged, Ozil won.
Yeah, you're literally...
I was just patient.
You're sitting with two frees also freaking out, and we're just like, Derek, shut up.
No, that was last.
Two frees. I'm in a wild.
If I need to move Mendy and Aguero, then maybe.
What? Oh, because they're hurt.
Yeah.
Right. That's an example.
That's a good example.
If they're both fucking red flagged and not playing.
Yeah, I still have other shit to do.
That gives you
also
18 million. Yeah.
That tips you over.
And that's like 18 million of value that you have to figure out what to do with. There's no like straight
Pedro
swaps.
And Bilva and all this shit.
Yeah.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Do you want to do more questions or should we get to caps and stuff?
All right. So let's go ahead. Let's talk about next game week, game week 6. Who are you guys looking to captain?
Mo.
Yeah.
Easy Mo, Holmes Soton.
Yeah.
Marquise, shambolic team will just be Marquise team. I think they'll get battered.
Does Champions League factor in at all if he plays like 90 against PSG?
No, I just can't be concerned about perceived rotation like that when we don't have the data. They need to win 3 points every game. If they want to win the league, they can't drop points against any team. Yeah. And home Southampton's just as good as it gets. And, you know, City are away, where Kun historically has not been too great away. And
he's also sort of knocked.
Yeah, a little knocked.
What about Hazard?
Yeah, it's an away game. I don't have any comfortable feels starting him in an away game. And the derby against West Ham's always a bit of a tricky one for them, I feel like. So
yeah, they do struggle.
Yeah, I think it's an easy Mo week for me. What are you looking at, Jason?
It depends on what happens midweek.
Meaning what? Like if he plays 90 or
meaning
if he looks
good? Meaning if Aguero is rested but not injured.
So if he's on the bench.
If he's on the bench and he doesn't play a ton, I'm pretty tempted by away Cardiff. Yeah.
Okay.
Cardiff are bad.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Yeah.
Soton, though, and Mo.
Yeah, but Mo's going to play 90 against PSG, and that's going to be like – kind of an intense game.
Yeah, but it's tomorrow and Saturday.
You know, but it's not going to be an intense game. It's home Southampton.
Yeah.
Walk in the park. You're on Mo, Dar?
I'm on Mo.
Okay. What about you, guest?
Mo. Whoa.
Whoa. Wow.
Mo. Whoa, Mo.
You're on Mo, too. Yeah, I'm on Mo, too.
We're all Mo.
I think
Mo.
It's very easy.
Except for...
I'll probably end up on Mo, but I'm just I'm watching what happens.
You know? Just the non-believers.
Okay.
No, it's... I think Jason's perspective is...
No, I like it.
I mean, all three are sort of legit.
Yeah.
You can't complain about Kun, Cardiff, Hazard, West Ham.
No.
But, all right, so then let's go to our teams, transfers and shit like that. Derek, what are you looking at? I know you have a lot in the bank, so I'm interested.
Yeah, so I have $2.5 million in the bank. I don't know. I Pedro really worries me a lot. I kind of don't want him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But
just bad vibes.
Yeah, I mean, Willian looked good. How much did he play? Like
30 minutes or something? I don't know. 20 minutes.
So, I don't know. I just don't feel too good about having Pedro, to be honest, right now.
Is he your worst problem right now?
I mean, I have Arnie with the yellow flag, but she said he should be okay, right?
Yeah, more than the yellow flag is his fixtures is why.
Well, no, I know. I was about to say his fixtures are obviously horrible. So I might get rid of Arnie, might go Arnie out, and I have $2.5 million in the bank, so I could go Laka. I could go Giroud.
I might go if
Morata plays this week and we're kind of
in Europa.
Yeah, sorry, in Europa, and I get comfortable with thinking that Giroud is going to be the new nine.
Mm-hmm.
I might just go there and and save and have more money in the bank.
I mean,
what's he at?
There's no better cover for Hazard than Giroud, which is weird.
Again, I'm nervous again with him being like nailed on. But,
yeah.
But again, I would still have some money in the bank. I would have, I think, 7 million after, or 0.7 after.
Yeah, he's only 7'8".
Yeah, so.
Pretty cheap.
I don't know. I'm thinking something there. And then, you know, Mendy.
I can't believe he's 7'8", dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm going to hold Mendy. I mean, I think it's good to hold, obviously. And yeah, I think those are my issues.
Cool. Yeah, what are you thinking?
I don't know. My plan move was Bilva to Dilva. That was kind of the third part of my double move, triple move last week. But I'm not sure now. I may save and just like make a serious move next week.
Triple?
Maybe.
Saving's pretty much always good.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's worth it. Like, to me, I like Bernardo Silva a lot. I think he's really good technically, and he can finish really well and really creative, creates chances. And I don't know if it's worth a transfer given what else is wrong with my team.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have
and if
to,
I can,
yeah.
Yeah. He might return this week, like decent chance. And then I can do a double or triple move and actually fix some problems.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I honestly don't. I know I'm in the minority there, but. Jason, what are you thinking?
I have a big problem on my team by the name of Mkhitaryan.
Mm. Oh my god!
But Mkhitaryan. The good news is that
I can't believe you still have Mickey.
Yeah, I had other issues to deal with last week.
Sell
so
us on Keep Mickey Ripperina.
I have a good bench this week, so I kind of don't need, like, I'm not scrambling to field 11, but. I got to see what happens with Mendy, Aguero, Arnie, I guess, looks good, but his fixtures are bad. So I'm looking at – I need a Bournemouth attacker. It's going to be obviously Fraser or Callum. I'm also on the Giroud lust wagon. this comes down to, you know, what happens in Europe. So – it's a watch and wait situation. You know, it's all the guys we talked about today. They're all on my wish list. I got slots to fill on this team. I got to get Mickey out, probably Pedro out. We'll see what happens.
Seems like we're all on the same page. Walsh, what are you up to?
Did my transfers yesterday.
Okay.
Eriksen out and Ladro out for Hazard and Fraser. Just fired.
Tidy.
It's like we just talked about Hazard and Fraser for 2 hours, and you're just like, yeah, I have them already.
Yeah, I have now. I mean, didn't get the 50 points last week, but yeah, Eriksen's the kind of thing. He had the assist. He's still off all the set pieces, which is bad, but 2 assists through 5 game weeks, basically as bad as you could hope for there, but I think he's still going to finish fine on the season, but the ceiling is not there. His ceiling is a single return. Hazard's ceiling are the hat tricks and braces. So they're in a different category of player, and when I'm so close to getting him for Eriksen, it's not like a real discussion in my mind.
For exact money, too.
Yeah, it was exacties before I did the move, and then both Hazard and Fraser both rose since I brought them in. So, I mean, waiting until after Champions League, it would have either cost me 4 points on a hit somewhere else, or I would have had to do a different downgrade or a more drastic downgrade to a worse player. So it felt like I needed to do it. And again, Fraser, you know, if he was 5'6", I brought him in, and the exact he's with the swap for Hazard in Pedro, he's just fine, and it feels fine. It feels just simple, casual, getting guys who are good, like, fuck, whatever.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't know.
It's a position of, like, luxury that you can transfer out to, like, pretty decent picks for 2 way better picks.
Arnie,
good place
Kuhn,
to be.
Arnie, Kuhn, Salah, Hazard, Dill, Fraser, Mendy, Robbo, Shaw, Allison. My team's
your
good.
Your team's like an actual wildcard team.
And it's good that I'm dead last in our mini league. Really good. That's where
but
I want
to be.
But
your team is so good.
Oh,
yeah.
The names are good and the points are worst of everyone. So great. Yeah. Good job, MMA.
You want the names.
Fuck, man. I just have the one free. I'm probably going to do Arnie. It feels so weird and bad to transfer him out, though, after a double return.
Mitro?
What? Probably Mitro. I guess I'll look at a Bournemouth guy, too.
I mean, you need a third Fulham attacker.
What? Yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
Kamara and Kearney.
Yeah, Kearney should be back. Yeah. Fucking great. he's gonna contribute to the squad, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see Everton, Arsenal soon on the table. I'm like, those are good attacking fixtures. So Yeah, I think Mitro is still just a very simple, good pick. But like I said earlier, there are a ton of guys at that range. Like,
I agree.
I have to factor in Wilf. I have to factor Wilson. In Wilson. I have to factor in...
Wilson!
Not really. He doesn't play this week. Jimenez.
No.
I'm just talking.
Okay, we're talking. We're into podcasts. We talk, but you're not factoring him in.
I haven't looked at it yet, but if that allows me some other Lucas Moura transfer the week after or something, it might be something that I look at, you know? There's no way I can get to Haas, so I just have to just give up on that dream. But
Flying without
Hazard. But, yeah, my team's okay. I don't know. Down week.
You think about saving? I always think about saving, too.
I probably should consider saving. It's just Arnie home against my double Chelsea defense feels so bad.
Versus Fulham, like, fantastic.
Yeah, but
you know they're not going to keep the clean, so.
What? Yeah, they're just not going to keep it, so I don't know. Arnie one shot, one goal this week, just doing Firmino things. I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably just transfer Matt. I don't know. Yeah. That's it. So let me slap an ass. Just one new friend this week, Steve Barrow.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, we need to have the obligatory Slack spot from Slack's number one favorite participant, producer Nathan. What is Slack?
What is it? What's Slack like?
Fuck you all.
All right, Steve Barrow, good job by you. Thank you for signing up.
Check us out!
Hit FMLBL.com, follow on Twitter, @FMLBL Sports, Patreon.com/FMLBL, subscribe, review, brothers, cheers!